This is Travel Writers Radio News for September 26, 2018. Dubai's flagship airline Emirates is reported to be taking over unprofitable neighbour Etihad to create the world's biggest carrier by passenger traffic. There are talks underway which are at a preliminary stage which would see Emirates acquire the main airline business of Abu Dhabi's Etihad, which would keep its maintenance, and according to the people who know, who asked not to be named, the negotiations could yet fall through. Both airlines declined to comment before later denying that any talks were underway. Any deal would require the blessing of the rulers of the richest sheikhdoms in the United Arab Emirates. With a design and colours inspired by the beauty and richness of the Polynesian islands, livery changes to Air Tahiti Nui mean that a new tattoo pattern representing a story of Tahiti and its people will be what they see on their latest aircraft. Australians and New Zealanders are set to be among the first to be carried to their dream destination on the wings of Tahiti's Dreamliner, with a new aircraft commencing service on the Auckland to Papeete route on the 8th of November this year. To coincide with Air Tahiti Nui's 20th anniversary this year, the flag carrier for the French Polynesia is phasing out its current Airbus A340-300 fleet and replacing it with four 787-9 Dreamliners, including two purchased and two leased. Following a year-long extensive renovation and redesign, Taj Connemara in Chennai is again to welcome guests back to the historic hotel. It dates back to 1854, has a legendary history, and was brought to life with fresh and modern changes. It's another jewel in the Taj portfolio of iconic heritage hotels that once included Melbourne's famous hotel up there in Spring Street, the Windsor. Taj Connemara's refreshed design has eclectic architecture and influence of classic colonial art deco and distinctive elements from celebrated architect Geoffrey Barwa's tropical modernism style. The hotel has 147 rooms and suites spread across a tower and heritage wings, and they are each appointed with elegant four-poster beds, vintage prints and objet d'art. The island of Hawaii Visitors Bureau and the county have partnered to launch the Pono Pledge, a new public information campaign aimed at educating and encouraging residents and visitors to be safe, responsible and respectful to each other and to the environment while enjoying the bounty of the island of Hawaii. Now, if that sounds familiar, we did an interview recently here on Travel Writers Radio in which the island of Palau had introduced a similar pledge for visitors. Now, funding from the County of Hawaii's Research and Development Department has seen the Pono Pledge initiative come to fruition. They hope to build awareness to help protect and preserve the island's natural resources and wildlife. The island of Hawaii is one of the most geographically diverse and awe-inspiring places on the planet. Of course, it has Kilauea, the volcano that erupted recently, created an extra 250 hectares of land. So the real estate agents will be looking at this with interest. The Pono Pledge, going to paraphrase, I pledge to be righteous or to be Pono on the island of Hawaii. I will mindfully seek wonder but not wander where I do not belong. I will not defy death for breathtaking photos or venture beyond safety. I will malama, which is care for land and sea, and admire wildlife only from afar. And it goes on. Accor Hotels has announced the launch of Novotel Ibis Styles Bangkok Sukhumvit 4. Now, if that sounds like a mouthful, it's actually two hotels side by side, and that's going to launch in Bangkok next month. It'll be quite an interesting choice for business and leisure travellers because it's well located in the city's central business district, surrounded by a lot of restaurants, colourful entertainment options, shopping malls and cultural attractions. And the BTS SkyTrain stations are just a minute's walk away, with the close proximity to the expressway providing easy access to both international airports. The longest road in Thailand, Sukhumvit, is renowned for its glitzy shopping malls, dining and nightlife. This trendy neighbourhood is filled with fine restaurants, bars, internet cafes and hip clubs, which gives the area a distinctly modern cosmopolitan flavour. Taking another step forward in its sustainability claim, Club Med is removing single-use plastic from its resorts globally. For more than 60 years, Club Med has operated sustainably and responsibly and implemented countless long-standing actions and eco initiatives reflecting what the business stands for. This will first be seen with plastic straws being removed from 8 resorts in Asia, but they will also be removed from all 68 resorts worldwide by 2019, and plans are already well underway to progressively eradicate all single-use plastics from Club Med resorts permanently. That's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. I'm Grant Kemlow.